Hello, it's Wednesday, the 3rd of July in the year of our Lord 2024. We're back with another nightly news. Myself, Lou Collins, the wonderful Cat, and the beautiful Christy are here tonight with me. Hello, Cat, what's going on?
Oh, hi, I'm good. I'm good. I finished all my canvassing and I've been quite productive the last couple of days. I've got a few videos out as well. One of them's on Kinsey, but I'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, all good this end level, all good. Hope all's okay with you.
Yeah, all good. Just a bit tired. Been driving most of the day. Christy, how's things? What you been up to, my love? Anything interesting?
Yeah, things are good. I went to London on Saturday.
How was that? How was that? Because I didn't get the show I did with Jeff out, and I can only apologize a million times to him. How'd it go?
Oh, do you know what? There wasn't many people there, which was a shame. But to be fair, London was absolutely heaving. Oh my gosh, I don't think I've seen it like that in years. It was packed. So there was a few of us, but there was enough of us to do like a nice little outreach. So we sort of stayed by the where we met. We just stayed there. We didn't actually march through London. So we had a few banners, and obviously Jeff did some speeches, which were brilliant, and a couple of other people. And I just handed leaflets out and spoke to people. But when we were there, it was only London Pride, wasn't it? I couldn't believe it. I
Oh,
didn't.
Chris, I saw that video you put on there. Tell Lou, because she hadn't seen it. I know, because she did the roof.
So,
Video.
yeah, so we arrived. I didn't know until we got off the train. And I thought, first of all, I saw a couple of men dressed up in funny outfits, but they weren't anything shocking. They were like older guys, you know. So I thought, oh gosh, what's going on? And then someone told me, oh, it's Pride today. So then we
Oh.
got to this train stop in London, and this group of people were walking past, and this one girl, quite a tall girl. I thought, oh my gosh, am I actually seeing this? She was topless walking through the train station. She was top. I took a. I was trying to get a better photo, but I didn't want to look like I was actually taking photos of her. So I did a little film, and then I did manage to sort of get a picture of her side view. But she was just walking around topless. She had like something just over her nips, but that was it. Just like a little, like she painted on them. But I was so shocked. And then we just kept seeing people, you know, in the fetishy leathers, and you know, men dressed up with fishnets and skirts, and you know, a few drag queens walking around and stuff. So we stayed over by the London Eye. And we tried to avoid it, you know, but obviously when we were walking back to the tube, we saw, you know, hundreds and thousands probably of people. So it is a bit disappointing when you know how many people are standing up for the children, you know, to see really the low numbers that we get.
It's just degeneracy, Chris, isn't it? Let's be honest. Like, you know, wandering around with no, there would have been kids everywhere. Like, these people just That's
frying my
it.
brain.
Exactly. It's total and utter demoralization.
Degeneracy.
Degenerate. Yeah, exactly. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Mean, it was in the day, you know, people, she walked into the shop and was buying things, and people were looking, but no one knows what to do. You know, it's, for me especially, it's not something I've never seen that in the city centre before, you know, just
It's
walk
London,
somewhere
though.
and.
It's Sadiq Khan's London. There you go. That's all I can say. And God help us. God help us all
But the
tomorrow.
guys did a great job. And the thing is, you know, sometimes you can have a small group, but actually some really good conversations with the public, which I think is, you know, I came away from it and I've met some amazing people. I met a man from Scotland who was telling me how bad it is up there, how woke. And that, you know, he said that, like, he just can't believe how everyone is, how accepting everyone is of such, you know, awful things going on with the children. And he said
Well,
it
they've been
only.
scared into it, haven't they? Because of who we've let come in to influence
Yes.
our governments, our Department of Education, etc. You know, that's why it's going ahead. That's why it's being allowed. And people are too scared to say anything, because if people say anything, the next thing, they're going to be done for hate speech.
It's
Well,
just
that's what's
nuts.
frightening now, isn't it? That, you know, if you try and speak up about anything. But he was saying to me that he'd only recently found out about the Scottish Family Party. So he said he was really excited to have found them, and he said he couldn't believe, you know, that he hadn't heard of them until recently.
Well,
So obviously they
Richard Lucas, he's
he
fantastic.
really is, yeah. He really is. Really is.
Yeah,
Wow.
so that was nice to hear. And I also spoke to a lady who's a pharmacist. I'll just say this quickly, but she told me she's got a very strong belief, she's Christian, and she's been handing out the morning after pill to teenagers, and she's now refused to do it. She's been so upset by it because it just goes against everything that she believes, just isn't in line with her belief. And also she said that it's teenagers coming in week after week. So she was just telling me how she thinks she'll lose her job, that she stood up against it, but she just cannot do it. It's just against every, you know, she's just
Well,
against her beliefs.
it's against her faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically.
It's absolutely
God
against her
bless
faith.
her.
So
Wow.
yeah, so I had a nice conversation with her.
Thank
So yeah, so that was that.
That's fantastic. What else you got for us?
Right, so just two other things. So the other thing that I saw on the Scottish Family Party, they were on X, and they revealed that there was this head teacher called John Campbell, who they posted a video of him dressed up in drag, and he's really scary, you know, quite a scary looking guy the way he acts. So I just had a quick look now, and he's on loads of articles. So he is very much being pushed in Scotland. He won an award for the Educator of the Year awards. So he also trains teachers in inclusive and diversity. So he's very much part of this agenda and is the head teacher in a school. So I was just having a quick look at that.
You go from one end of the spectrum to the other. So a guy who's teaching the creation story is they're threatening to sack him. And then there's a head teacher who is going out dressed up in drag.
Doing videos which are
It's
going out, which obviously
honestly.
children will be able to find that. You know, this isn't something that's hidden. It looks like I don't know where he posted it, but they've obviously come across this. So it must have been on social media. So this is just out there for the students, and he doesn't care because he's winning Educator of the Year awards and he's training teachers. And, you know, so this guy is obviously being looked after anyway. He's protected because he's pushing the agenda that they want. They
Of
love it. They
course.
love him.
Wow.
So
Such an
one
awesome.
other thing, last thing that I've seen. So in Abergavenny, I'm on the group. Since we went up there, I went up to support the girls that were the Peter Thatchell, I'm saying that wrong, Thatchell. So I went up there and I joined the Abergavenny group, and I saw that a parent had posted something that they'd seen in their children's workbook, and it was a picture. It's about menstruation, it's about having periods, and it's got all these young people holding signs, and one of them is actually a male holding a sign saying menstruation is genderless. So he put that up on Facebook because he was like, what on earth is this all about? And the head teacher contacted him and asked him to remove it off Facebook. So then he put that up on Facebook and said he's had to remove it. The teachers asked him to, but then it got posted then in the comments. So I saved the picture of that. So they're teaching the children that, you know, that
This is
boys can have
insanity.
periods.
It's
And
not.
also in the picture, they'd only spelt menstruation wrong, menstruating wrong. So,
My gosh. Well, send us that
so
picture over so I can include it in the post, Christine.
I will definitely, yes.
Wow.
That's it for me.
Thank you, my love. Kat,
Just a few things. First thing, I don't know if you saw it, but David Curtin was on LBC Radio or News or whatever it is.
Right.
Did you see it? It was a panel, basically, and they told David Curtin to shut up as he begins to talk about the traditional nuclear family and keeping it together when he's talking about RSE. They basically told him to shut up or they'll turn his mic off. Because he said that for adoption it needs to be a male and a female, basically, a mum and a dad. And they basically told him he was wrong and told him they wouldn't even let him finish his sentence, mind. You know, he was a guest on there and they wouldn't let him finish his sentence. They told him he was wrong and they told him to shut up or they turn his mic off. I don't know if you saw it, but I've put it in the notes.
No, I've been travelling. I haven't been around at all. So
this is why I'll stand shoulder to shoulder with David, or shoulder to
yeah,
the
top absolutely.
Of my head. He's about 7 foot. He's really tall. But this is why I'll stand by him, look, because he will go on there and tell it like it is, and they don't like it, but it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, the people on the panel, they were two blokes, though. Do you know what I mean? Like two, men in their 50s and 60s are telling him he's wrong to say that. And I'm like, they've either been told to do that or there's something seriously wrong with the both.
No, they've been told they're not allowed. They can't criticise it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't.
It's got to be, isn't it?
You've got to have, David Curtin all the way. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more.
Yeah, it's in there. It's only about, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds, but it's worth a watch anyway, just so you can see how much badly they treat him. It's just wrong. Then we've got this one here by Prophecy News. Sorry, guys. My news is always bad, isn't it? But it is what it is. Canadian University offers drag classes for kids at anti-family summer camp on a Rhode Island, right? So the University of British Columbia sponsored camp will be able to accommodate 65 minors as young as 14, including potential queer and trans youth up to age 21. One of Canada's top universities will be staging an anti-family LGBT charged summer camp for kids as young as 14 on a remote island, only accessible via boat, to be guided by two drag parents, will teach drag queen and gender identity classes to youth. A news release dated 24th of June from the University of British Columbia announced UBC Campout, which is a leadership and learning summer camp for queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning and allied youth from across British Columbia and the Yukon. According to one of the camp mentors, the goal is to get kids to imagine being whomever they want, to allow kids to be free from what it says are colonial notions, such as the nuclear family, along with the biological fact that they are only male and female genders, with the aid of the two drag parents. The ages for the camp will allow for around up to potentially 65 minors as young as 14 to be around other potential queer and trans youth up to age 21. The UBC camp aims to promote the LGBT agenda among queer, trans, two-spirit, questioning and allied youth lifestyles and will be taking place in early July. So this has got to be around about now. Young people questioning their gender identity are encouraged to attend drag workshops, leadership building opportunities and community, claims faculty education doctoral student Daniel Gallardo, who is leading the camp and goes by the drag name of Gaia Lacadona.
I want to
embody their imagination and free themselves from social constructions that have been imposed on our identities, like gender and the nuclear family, he said, adding campers are encouraged to think about decolonizing drag. Disturbingly, Gallardo notes, as per the UBC press release, that his goal is to get some of the drag children to choose their drag name. This is disgusting. While the camp is not new, it's been running since 2009, right? It has been more openly promoted than in the past. There has been pushback from notable Canadians, however, regarding the LGBT agenda targeting youth. Recently, Canadian clinical psychologist Jordan Peterson said LGBT indoctrination in Canadian schools has to stop after a certain citizen posted a photo of grade 3 students being taught all about drag queens and drag kings. since the federal government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took power nearly 10 years ago, it's gone all in on radical transgender ideology, including the so-called transitioning of minors, while at the same time introducing laws that on the surface appear to be about helping children. So they've got a camp that you can... Anti-family is called as well. Anti-family. What the hell is that? Do you know what I mean? If it's not completely obvious what the agenda is here, I just don't know what to say to people anymore, ladies. I really don't. I really don't.
I'm actually speechless. God's got this. These people, they're going to have to stand and answer to their maker.
Oh, they really are. They really are, because this is something else.
Like, this is another level now.
It is another level. It's very frightening. And then to follow on from that, I should have a video. You wouldn't have seen it yet, Luke, because you've literally only just got in. And basically, it's somebody interviewing kids at Pride, right? And these kids are like 5 and 6. And they're asking them, oh, you know, is Pride good? And they're like, yeah, Pride means kindness. Pride means love. Pride means acceptance. And all of those things that are coming out of these little kids' mouths, you know, have been put in there by parents or by adults, like, you know. And it's just heartbreaking to see these little kids, 5 and 6 years of age, at these Pride events, speaking like adults would speak. You've got one little boy saying, oh, you know, we know. And his voice is so high and sweet, you know, because he's so young. And he says, you know, all kids know about is straight stuff, and they need to know about queer stuff. Who's the man is Ed? He didn't just come up with that off his own back. Like, some adult around him, some groomer, has put that straight in his head. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely shocking. And then this one, I'm so sorry to write. So this is called Welcome to Sex. This is a book, right? And it's aimed at age 8+, right? 8 years old. And just one of the pages on here, I'm going to read it to you, right? It's in a cartoon style, because apparently these absolute psychopathic lunatics think that doing it in a cartoon format makes it somehow child-friendly, right? I'm going to read it to you, and I do apologise. The lowdown on anal sex. Can I just say again, this is for 8 years old. 8. Everyone has an anus. It's located in a sensitive part of the body, and so touching the skin around the anus can be a huge turn-on for people of any gender. You generally want to get started on this kind of sex play after a soapy shower, so that the area is extremely clean. One person might gently tickle or lick the area called rimming around the anus before making contact with the actual skin of the butthole with their penis. Then there's a thingy on lube. There's been lots of times, hang on, I'm just going to read this on my phone because I need to blow it up a little bit because it's quite grainy. Sorry, guys, I know this is real, but this is what your children are actually seeing, right? This is what's being, your children are being targeted with from the 8 years of age. It just makes me sick. It really does make me sick. Hang on, let me just blow this photo up so I can read the next bit. Not that I want to, but there's been lots of times with anal that it didn't feel right and it hurt too much, and I had to call stop. It's the kind of thing you do not want to face. And it's got a picture there of lube. Compared to the vagina, the anus is not as stretchy and doesn't lubricate naturally. So sex here should pretty much always involve water-based lubrication. Lube can be bought from supermarkets, convenience stores, chemists, and servos, whatever that says. No one cares when you buy it, seriously. Without lube to make the anus slippery, penetration can be uncomfortable and even pretty painful. And there's a picture of a cartoon girl, and it is all colourful with a little bottle of lube.
Oh.
Honestly, people do not have a... Like, I've done two now, if people want to check out my Facebook. And I put them onto Libertax's Rumble as well, both of them, part one and two. I did it in two. Because what I did is I amalgamated all the blogs I did on Kinsey, all the different parts of it, and put it into one. And then I read it out. Right, so the first part I did on Sunday and the second part I did today, and they're on Rumble, Liberty Tactics. Now, You need to understand why we are in this situation, why this is all going on, because not enough people really take much notice of this. And what worries me, it really does concern me, is that it's not because people don't know, although, you know, some people don't know, they are seeing or hearing this for the first time, but a lot of people, they don't, it's normalized to them. They've actually been that desensitized over the years from it, which was the intention all along, that they're not going to get up off their knees and fight for their kids because this shit is normal for them. Excuse my language. And that's what concerns me more than anything else. Because if it's normal to the adult, then who's going to stand up for the kids? And this was the intention. This was the intention all along. So just more bad news after that as well. Sorry. This is something that Kim posted earlier. Right. This is on the government of the Netherlands, right?
I think I discussed this the other day. It was on the euthanasia.
Yeah. Okay,
we'll go recap it.
You sure?
Yeah.
It's probably what you've said. There's this euthanasia in newborn infants. So basically, children are occasionally born with such serious disorders that termination of life is regarded as the best option. Now, without going into, you know, or the parent must... It says here, both the physician and the parents must be convinced that there is no reasonable alternative solution given to the child's situation. But most people put blind faith into those medical professionals. So if the medical professional turns around and says, look, your baby's going to die, they're not going to breathe again, they're not going to do this, is, you know, we're going to have to put them down, essentially, then the parent thinks that that's going to be the case. And how many times have we seen it with when people have been basically wanted to turn, or the medical professionals wanted to turn off life support machines, but the family member is absolutely adamantly, definitely not. And the person has actually come back around.
Yeah.
So can you see what this is? Just like crazy. Well, I won't go into it in any more detail then, because you've covered it, but this is just nuts. Late-term abortion, euthanasia and newborn infants. I don't know what to say. I really, really don't. But that is what I've got today.
What can we say? I mean, you know, teaching eight-year-olds about anal and lube.
I know. And using a cartoon. So that makes it all right. I just, what? Honestly.
Oh, it's sick. Right. So I've been traveling all day. So I do have one thing. Oh my God. Can it get worse for Diddy? You bet it can.
Oh, but it did. Oh,
we've got yet another law court. Apparently he hired a porn star to have sex with people at some of his legendary parties and freak-offs, threatened to blackball her and her model boyfriend if she didn't comply, according to the latest new court filing. Adria English, who says her porn stage name was Omanique, says she first met Diddy in 2004 when her boyfriend was auditioning for a Sean Jean modelling gig. In the documents obtained by TMZ, Adria claims that things got freaky with Diddy right out of the gate. She claims her boyfriend and another model were asked to perform oral sex on Diddy in order to get the job. She says her boyfriend refused, but he got a second chance when another Diddy associate offered him the job, as long as he got Adria to work as a go-go dancer at Diddy's upcoming white party in the Hamptons. So they agreed, she agreed, and apparently he forced sexual intercourse with him, made her have sexual intercourse with him, and then was paid an additional $1,000 on top of what she usually got for working for Diddy's parties. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And one of the people she says she was made to have sex with, so, is the Ghislaine Maxwell to Diddy's Jeffrey Epstein. So talking of Epstein, more papers have come out. And what the mainstream media are focusing on, transcripts show Jeffrey Epstein's abuse allegations were known to prosecutors many years before the lenient plea deal that he was given. Transcripts reveal that Florida prosecutors knew Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse teenage girls years before the disgraced financier and prosecutors agreed to a plea deal that was widely seen as too lax. The transcripts reviewed by The People, I'm using The People magazine here, were released this Monday following an order from the Florida judge, featured one testimony from detectives who investigated abuse claims against Epstein and two teenage victims who testified before the grand jury in 2006. 2 years before the plea deal. Epstein, who lived in New York and Florida, served just over a year behind bars back in Palm Beach County as a result of the 2008 guilty plea to soliciting a person under 18 for prostitution, though was allowed to go to his office every single day on work release.
I was just going to say he was allowed out most of the time.
Exactly. So this is all now coming out. It particularly focuses on a girl of 16 that testified she had first received $200 from Epstein to give him a massage at his Palm Beach mansion, then received 100 more after he performed sexual acts on her. After the girl described in detail her encounter with Epstein, the prosecutor asked her if she had ever shoplifted and questioned her about past drug abuse. The assistant attorney also asked the victim if she knew she had committed a crime when she had taken money from Epstein.
Wow.
But they're making the victims.
They do this all the time, the victim. It drives me nuts.
We have got to keep talking about this. We have to keep pointing out what is going on in our classrooms. They are opening our children up to predators like Epstein, like Diddy, but they could be Joe Bloggs down the road, because it is being normalised and it is okay to do. It is not okay to do. And I'm pleading with everyone, you've got to talk about it. It's an uncomfortable subject, but you've got to start talking. Now is the time. There's no more time for sitting behind. You've got to get up and you've got to start talking to people in your everyday lives about exactly what is going on in the world, because it has to stop. And enough of us keep talking about it. The woke and the pride hasn't been, I don't know if you've noticed, guys, but it hasn't been as full on as the previous, like last year. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I haven't seen Sainsbury's dripping in Clyde flags this year, where I actually like walked in and I saw it and I dropped my basket and I walked out. So I'm not seeing it as much everywhere, or maybe I've just been a bit oblivious to it. I don't know, but certainly for me and Devon.
Yes, because last year, the last year the castle had flags all the way around it and also all the way down St. Mary Street. And I don't think, I might be wrong, but I don't think they had that this year. I didn't see it when I drove past.
I'm not seeing it. I did see a great video of a two mounted police walking down the road and their horses wouldn't go near it. They came to walk up and they're none of this.
Well, somebody post on my, I posted a funny meme about the end of Pride Month earlier, but somebody had commented on it and she was like, it's Bristol Pride on the 13th of July. So it's not, this is what I mean about it not just
Drag
being
on
June, you know?
It's
something to take over. It's like every single month, you know? But
I'm gonna sign off because I've been traveling all day and I've only literally just got here and I've turned the computer on, so I need some food. Clive de Carle, the magic chair. If anyone has heard about it and you are interested, get in touch with me. I'm gonna be down in Devon. We have a magic chair. And get in touch if you want to know more about it. And also Tesla machines. Clive de Carle's Tesla machines, who's been restoring it, get out of pain in 3 minutes with the Tesla machine. They work. I know. I've used it. I have one. Every community should have one. So again, get in touch with me, lou@libertytactics.co.uk, with regards to shift chairs and the Tesla machine. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so. We'd very much appreciate it. libertytactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Christy Tucker on Facebook, and the Liberty Tactics Facebook page, and Lou Collins, and on X, Instagram, Telegram, everywhere other than YouTube. Catherine.
Yeah, just keep it real, guys. Keep it real. A good weekend. And
well, we'll be back Friday.
We'll be back Friday. I thought it was Friday then.
Only Wednesday. And oh, thank you to everybody for the birthday messages. I may have said it on Monday. But again, thank you very, very much, everyone. Christy, final words from you, my love.
Yeah, just let's see what happens tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And big, yeah, sorry, big, big shout out to everybody in Wales who's standing up for the Heritage Party and standing as a candidate. Good luck, guys. I'll be praying for you tonight. And good luck, David Curtin.
We'll see what happens.
We don't want Labour, guys. Do not vote Labour, I beg you. We don't want Sunak. And we don't even want Farage because he hasn't stood up enough for the kids. No. He could be doing a hell of a lot more. So that's it. libertytactics.co.uk. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.